Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, hey!
Hello!
Happy Monday, or happy Cyber Monday.
Yes, indeed. It is Cyber Monday, y'all. Today is the day that you whip out your credit card and you start buying stuff up online.
But do you think, like, anything is different? So there was Black Friday and Small Business Saturday and Giving Sunday, and today is Cyber Monday, right? Or was it, no, what was Sunday? Or is it Giving Tuesday?
Giving Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday. Yeah. Yesterday was just giving to your church.
Oh, okay.
Well, Saturday and Sunday were an extension of Black Friday. Hey, Black Friday still
has been
going
extended.
On. No, really, I saw someone doing that.
No, I think everybody. So I'm wondering, like, the places that I've seen have deals, most of them, it feels like, are just doing a Friday through Monday at midnight.
No, there are some people that are changing it up. You're going to see it today. You're going to see the stories like, oh, it's Cyber Monday because, and I read a whole big thing about this, like, there are certain, like, Black Friday is better to get certain items. Cyber Monday is better to get other items.
They're holding some back, you think?
No, I just think that they're discounting other things more so on different days.
Oh, gotcha. By the way, I went over the weekend to my mistake of the outlet mall to go do some shopping. It took an hour to get into the Tanger or whatever the premium outlet malls in San Marcos.
You went there on Black Friday?
No, on Saturday.
That's your own fault.
What is wrong?
Again, how Sarah just mentioned how it's the extension of Black Friday. Everyone cleaned out house on Black Friday, and I go to get the leftovers.
Wow.
And literally pulling in, it took an hour to get into the outlet mall, and I was like, all right, that's what it is. It is.
I know this is morbid of me, but I always look forward to seeing those videos of the mad riots that take place at Black Friday. Why are people so insane when it comes to getting $15 off a crock pot?
Did that happen again this year?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's crazy. I just can't believe, like, how many people are still going to stores and, like, waiting in line.
They do.
Yeah,
it's
because,
like, nuts.
It feels like everybody's moved it to online because of that. I mean,
it's a matter of fact, this year for Black Friday, record sales.
Wow.
And so also,
people are doing it.
It's not like at midnight anymore. You remember, like, a handful of years ago, it's like, right at midnight, get in line. It's like Black Friday started at 4 p.m. on Thanksgiving.
Yes! Yeah.
It's like, how do you keep track of this stuff?
Hey, speaking of Cyber Monday deals, our Mary Mix Show, which is happening a week from tomorrow.
Whoa.
I know, it's coming to a close. And we are offering an incredible deal at mix947.com for Cyber Monday only. Type in the promo code THANKFUL and get tickets for $25. That is an insane price, and that's all in. That includes taxes and fees. So buy two tickets for $50 all in and enjoy an incredible night with Dean Lewis, Walk Off the Earth, and Ex-Ambassadors, which, by the way, I was watching my favorite show, Good Doctor, and there was a scene where the doc, you know, he's got autism, and he's got a very difficult time, like, having any physical communication, but he's been dating this girl, and they decide that they're going to take it to the next step. So a sexy time for the two of them.
Dean Lewis?
They didn't really do it. No, it was to Ex-Ambassadors. Ex-Ambassadors was playing in the background when Doc was trying to get his groove on.
Did it help?
No, because they still didn't do it.
But
that'll change for you and Jay, Sarah, after Ex-Ambassadors.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the visual.
Somebody's going to get pregnant.
By the way, this is the best gift ever. Like, I'm seriously buying, like, a handful of these tickets, like, as just a gift to come hang with you or hang with us and hang with us. It's the cheapest thing.
Good.
It's an amazing, like, price. Buy them up.
$25 mix, 947.com. Happy story. We got it for you. Thank you so much for having us on. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. This is Mix 947. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Well, this is pretty cool. As we return from our Thanksgiving break, there are a bunch of families in the Chicago area that had a little something extra to be thankful for this year. Three churches in Chicago recently got together and raised about $38,000. Then they used it to pay off millions of dollars in unpaid medical debt for six 1,000 random families.
Wow.
They did it through a group called RIP Medical Debt that buys up debt from collection agencies for pennies on the dollar. That's the way it works. And their families recently got letters in the mail letting them know that their debt was forgiven just in time for the holidays. One of them was a woman named Carol Johnson who still owed $450 in medical debt for her mom, who has since passed away. She and her son were so touched by it, they scraped together the $450 they would have owed, and for Thanksgiving, they donated it back to one of the churches.
Oh, cool.
The church says that they will use the money to feed a family of five for a week. I guess you could feed a family of five for a whole week on $450.
Oh, totally, yeah. Bro. Yeah. I mean, don't go to Hat Creek or anything like that.
No, that's a good point.
Within those yellow envelopes is a blessing to let people know that there are people that they've never met that truly care about their future.
I wish that we could have more acts of kindness like that in our community.
My mom cannot enjoy this, but somebody else can.
Yeah, you don't have to be like John Oliver like a couple years ago. Remember, he bought $15 million worth of debt for like 9,000 right. people. You could be like small like this and make a huge difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it.
Or you can just go to Mix947.com on this Cyber Monday and get discounted Mary Mix Show tickets.
Hey.
I mean, come on.
$25 all in. That includes taxes and fees. Give it to a random family or someone that you owe. Text HAPPY to 51993 and we will send you the story. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix947. Good morning.
You ready?
Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Fact Attack.
Well, happy Cyber Monday, y'all. Which one of these facts about Cyber Monday are not true? Which one of these statements about Cyber Monday are not true? A, for the first time ever, Cyber Monday sales dipped last year and were lower than the year before. Cyber Monday last year was Amazon's single biggest shopping day ever, or the average person spends $335.
Ooh, that last one.
I think the average person spends $335.
No, that's not true.
No, I think it's absolutely true.
Okay.
I don't know. You're asking which one is true, right?
Which one of these is true?
Yeah, that's right on. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The
100%.
First one. The
Sarah
first
says,
one is true.
Cyber Monday sales dipped last year, and that is the one that is not true? That is correct, yes. I know, a little confusing. Alex, you were correct. It is true, but I was looking for the one that was not true.
Oh, that's your one that we're looking for true.
Sales have gone up every year, hitting a new record of $7.9 billion in 2018. They've never dipped since they created Cyber Monday.
I don't see a dip ever happening.
And out of the 174 million Americans who shopped between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday last year, the average person spent $335.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Cyber Monday last year was Amazon's single biggest shopping day ever. And Cyber Monday broke their all-time single day record.
Wow. Happy Cyber Monday, y'all.
Get out there and don't forget to buy your tickets to Mary Mix Show at Mix947.com. The promo code is THANKFUL. $25 all in. That includes taxes and fees.
Alex and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Monopoly just released a longest game ever edition. Longest game ever, where the only way to win is to buy all 66 properties in the game. So if you didn't get into a fight with your family on Thanksgiving, this ought to do it.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. It is time once again, y'all, for Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share Your Salary. Share Your Salary.
All right, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Amber in East Austin makes $36,000 a year as a pastry chef. On the phone with us now is JD from South Austin. JD, good morning!
Hey,
what's up, JD?
Hey, how's it going?
Appreciate you coming on the radio with us. Tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you, JD, for sharing your salary. JD is a truck driver.
Like 18-wheeler truck driver?
Yes, sir. Here's my horn.
I love it. I love it. So he's driving right now. Yeah.
Why do I turn into a five-year-old kid?
I know. It's so awesome.
How many times a day do you get kids doing that?
I get it all the time. I even get it from adults on the road.
Oh, really?
Fantastic.
And I still always blow my horn, like, all the time. When I pass by school, kids always, like, doing the horn sign, so I'm always blowing it all the time.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Love it. All right, here we go. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, JD. We're going to ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll play a three-minute song, and then we'll come back and guess what we think you make, and you're going to tell everybody. Simple, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Sounds like fun.
Here we go. JD, what do you haul?
I haul aggregate.
What is aggregates?
It's like agricultural stuff, right?
It's like blacktop, like the road, the pavement on the road.
Not at all what I was thinking. Not at all.
I was thinking like grass.
Okay.
No. Like commercial base and state base and.
Gotcha.
How many hours a day are you driving?
Ooh, good question.
Legally, we're only supposed to drive up to 15.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, that's legally by the law, but I drive. Like, off and on, like, 8 hours a day, okay. 10 hours a day.
15 hours of driving, dude. That's crazy.
It's a lot of driving.
We're to maximize our day.
Where do you travel to? All over the U.S. or just in the Central Texas area?
Central Texas area, like, Fall City, Rungy, like, by Corpus. I go south, like, close to Corpus, like, 20 miles to Corpus sometimes.
Oh, no, man.
I got a question.
So many others. Just keep going.
Okay, all right.
Just one more question.
Okay.
Do you get paid a salary or do you get paid per mile?
Good question.
I get paid commission.
Commission.
Like a percentage.
Okay.
A percentage.
Do you get more if the stuff gets there earlier than expected?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. So, like, each load pays per ton. So I get paid on the tonnage of the load.
Okay, right. So you get paid the heavier the load.
Yes. The heavier the load is, the more I make.
Have you ever picked up a hitchhiker? I know it's really random.
Have you ever wanted to pick up a hitchhiker? Maybe some little mamacita at the truck stop?
Dude.
Well, yeah, but I hear stories. You know, they take advantage of truck drivers.
Yeah.
They want to let me drive. Mm-hmm. Them sitting right next to me.
What do you do? Okay,
Tara, so we're out of time.
This is a really important question. Like, what do you do to not get bored driving 8 hours a day? Do you like talk
turn on
to
the radio?
Radio shows.
I
turn
on the radio and I listen to 94.5.
There you go.
That's what's up, Jerry.
Yes. All right. We have so many more questions for you, but time is up. So here's what we're going to do right now. We're going to ask people to text in their guests to 51993. Alex most likely is going to use one of those text messages. Be sure to put your name, though, and where you're from so we can thank you again. Text your guest to 51993. Coming up in 3 minutes, we're going to find out exactly how much JD makes a year when he shares his salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is JD from South Austin. JD is a truck driver. What else did we learn, Sarah?
We learned that he hauls aggregates. I think that's what he said. I don't know if I pronounced it right, but that's like blacktop pavement, like commercial blacktop highway pavement. You can legally work for 15 hours, driving 15 hours, but he does like 8 to 10 hours a day of driving. He makes commission, paid on the percentage of the load, and he does get paid more if he's there early, and he has never picked up a hitchhiker.
My wife will kill me if I pick up a hitchhiker.
Okay, that's good. So we know that he does not pick up a hitchhiker.
No.
All right, we'll start off with Alex Franco. Give us your guess.
So Tiffany sent a text to 51993 saying $121,000.
Wow.
I know. And also, Sherry in Pflugerville said $90,000. But I'm going to go with Heather in Round Rock, who says she used to date an oil field truck driver. I don't know what that means, but she said he made around $80,000 a year.
Okay, that's very close to my number. All
really?
Right. Sarah?
$72,000.
72. All right, guys, I'm going to go 88.
Look at you.
I think we all may be a little low. I think truck drivers do very, very well.
They do.
Especially if he is on commission based upon his load. It sounds like he's got a heavy load. All right, here we go. We've reached that point of the conversation. We got JD from South Austin. What is that number? How much are you making as a truck driver every single year?
$78,000.
Whoa!
Yeah! Awesome. That's a good number.
Heather was close.
We didn't even ask how many days a week he works.
Oh, yeah, that's a great point. Do you get weekends off or like, what's your schedule like?
Just Monday through Friday. I go in at 5 and get out by 5.
Oh, wow.
Dude, that is really nice. Awesome.
Okay. The other question I wanted to ask was, I always wonder this, do you get frustrated with traffic like us normal people do? Or are you just like, whatever, I'm getting paid to sit here?
As long as I'm listening to y'all in the morning, I don't mind sitting in traffic.
Oh, man. That's a good answer.
JD,
that's a good answer.
That is legit. How comfortable is that bed that you sleep in?
Very, very comfortable.
Is it really?
I actually drive a date. Yes.
That'd be kind of fun, right?
Just to sleep in a truck?
Yeah.
Booker.
What?
You would hate it.
Yeah, good point. All right. Well, listen, thank you for delivering your load. I mean, we got to have pavement, right?
Exactly. We can't drive on dirt.
Nope.
Thank you for sharing your salary. Remember, Share Your Salary works because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work. But come on, call us right now. 512-643-5947. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you. It has been scientifically proven that keeping a secret is bad for your health.
Really?
So we're here to help you out. Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Dirty Little Secret!
Booker!
South Austin, good morning.
Hey, 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 hey.
We have changed your name to protect the innocent. We appreciate you calling in and sharing your dirty little secret. Talk to us. What's on your mind?
So my brother, he passed away unexpectedly 2 years ago. I basically couldn't move for like a year. So I'm on the other side of like the really, really tough part. But this other funny thing, it's sort of been this fallout from this. Before he passed away, my brother, Matt, shared with me that he was going to divorce his wife.
Okay.
He couldn't stand her, actually.
How did you feel about her?
I felt the same way. We never knew why they married in the first place.
Yeah,
like, Matt, what are you doing? But the good thing is they didn't have kids, and they got married young, and, you know, it's so tough to even talk about. But anyway, he was just ready to break free of this situation because my sister-in-law, I don't know if I call her the ex because I don't know, but it's just cray-cray. And, but here's the deal. She insists on still coming to all of our family functions.
Oh, wow.
And then makes them all about her. Like, she goes on and on and on about their love and what they meant to each other. And meanwhile, I'm like, I didn't like you at all.
Right.
Like, oh,
wow.
Now, would you ever confide in her that he wanted to divorce her?
I would not, because I think that would just be mean.
Yeah.
There's no point to it.
Seriously.
That she would stop coming, you know, and making everything about her.
Right.
Yeah, we just don't want to include her.
Can you just not invite her anymore?
Yeah, I mean, like, at least, like, tell her to be somewhere and then really be somewhere else for her to show up, you know, when there's no one there.
I just want to find her a guy to move on with. Like,
yes.
And move her out of state.
That's what you do with kids. Like, you don't, they didn't have kids. Like, you know what I mean? There's no reason for them to be. That's just weird.
Well, I mean, like, everybody grieves in their own way, right? And maybe that helps her get through some of the hard times.
Great point.
Shelly brings up a good idea about setting her up.
Yes. For Christmas, give her a Match.com, like, 6-month subscription.
Hey, good luck, Shelly. And thank you so much for sharing your dirty little secret with us. Your secret is safe. Kind of.
His current record is 1,290 wins with just 117 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Melissa. Melissa lives on base at Fort Hood in Killeen, where her husband is stationed. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, peace, hey,
hey, hey,
good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I'm in, like, in the kids' parking lot at the school. Dropping the kids off, but I had to pull over.
Yeah, you know? I'm so glad you did. Listen, you need to be composed. We don't want to risk any danger to you, especially when I beat you. So,
oh my gosh.
Here we go.
You're talking real big.
Well, we got a very cool prize for you. It's VIP Zip Passes, Trail of Lights, Heroes Night, which is very interesting because your husband is in the military. So this night is specifically special for you because it will be honoring veterans, active military, and first responders. It's December 11th, okay?
Awesome.
All right, good luck to you. I'm going to leave the room right now, and Sarah is going to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're done, I'll come back, answer the same 5. Whoever gets more right is going to win. See.
Awesome.
All right.
Talk big.
Melissa.
Make sure he really leaves, you know?
Oh, he leaves. He really does.
We
got your back. We wouldn't be doing it that way.
I want him to lose every day.
All right, Melissa. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
All right, question number 1. Britney Spears, 38 years old today. Oh. Happy birthday, Britney. She wore iconic red skin-tight jumpsuit for what song? Baby One More Time, Oops, I Did It Again, or I'm a Slave for You.
The red one?
Yeah.
Totally. Oops, I did it again.
Okay. Johnny Depp is helping produce a new musical about Michael Jackson called For the Love of a Glove, an unauthorized musical fable about the life of Michael Jackson as told by his glove. What hand did Michael wear that glove on?
His left.
Maybe you saw over the holidays a commercial about E.T. and it just had everybody crying during the holidays. Was it for Xfinity, AT&T, or Verizon?
Xfinity.
The Hollywood Reporter put together a list of the 10 best TV shows of the decade. Number one had characters like Leslie Knope, Ron Swanson, and Tom Haverford. What TV show was that?
The Office?
Okay.
I don't know.
And finally, Sia went to Walmart and TJ Maxx in Palm Springs over Thanksgiving and paid for people's stuff, which is interesting because she's not even American. Is she Australian, Irish, or British?
Australia.
All right, we'll bring her back in.
Non-Americans don't do that.
No, I'm just saying, like, she doesn't. Thanksgiving is not like her native holiday.
Non-Americans are. It's just bad people.
It's a bad question, but
she's
I'm just
Sarah.
Like, no, that doesn't mean she's a bad person.
All right.
All right, let's bring him back in.
Booker! Sorry, we're making him wait. I just had to jump into that.
That's cool. Hey,
how
you
Four
out five. Snap. Look at Booker wearing camo pants today.
Wow.
Oh, and it's quite fitting for the prize.
I'm surprised you even noticed.
I know.
I'm surprised you saw him walk in.
I know.
Get it?
I got it. Britney Spears,
Wait,
Booker.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, here
Four
we go.
Out of five.
Yep.
Britney Spears is 38 years old today.
Yeah.
What video did she wear the iconic red skin tight jumpsuit for? Baby One More Time, Oops I Did It Again, or Slave for You?
Slave for You.
No, Oops I Did It Again, bro.
Bro, the Slave for You was the boa, the snake,
boa,
right?
And the like pink little wrap thing around her boobs. And
no, the
tiny
one
little...
where she was in space?
No, that was Oops I Did It Again. Slave for You was her walking through like a dungeony old warehouse building and sweating.
Thank you for getting that wrong.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Johnny Depp is helping produce a new musical about Michael Jackson called For the Love of a Glove, an unauthorized musical fable about the life of Michael Jackson as told by his glove.
Yes.
What hand did Michael wear that glove on?
Oh, man. Considering I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan, I should get this right away. Let me think about this for a second. Did he grab his crotch with the glove or without the glove?
Oh my gosh.
I can tell you what. Oh, I guess it's not my. I just bought a couple Michael Jackson. Okay. I'm not going to even get
it. Yes, but you can wear it on either hand.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
The glove I bought?
Yeah, you gave it to me, remember?
Yeah, you cannot.
I just tried it on again recently.
Look, there's rhinestones
on
the front of it only.
You can wear it. I'm telling you, you can wear it on either
Booker,
hand.
No, you cannot.
Is that considered cheating?
I know.
Left hand,
that is
Sarah.
Correct.
He, grabbed his crotch without the glove.
Yeah, I'm glad you remember
those
details.
Dude, that's so weird you know that.
Okay.
Well, that was, like, iconic.
Yeah. mm-hmm. So maybe,
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Maybe you saw the commercial over the weekend of E.T.
Oh, my gosh. Did I?
Yeah,
I cried
did
about
you.
15 times. Wait, hang on. I want to play it for you real quick. Just a little bit of it. Here we go.
My son, my family.
Family.
Oh, I'll be right.
Oh my God, I'm gonna start bawling again. It was so good. And the guy that played the dad?
Yeah.
That was the real Elliot from the movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
From San Antonio.
Nice.
Yeah. He is. Okay. Was that a commercial?
You need a Kleenex, bro?
It's so good, I'm telling you. I was really moved by that.
It was good. Was that commercial for Xfinity, AT&T, or Verizon?
Xfinity, yes. 100%.
The Hollywood Reporter put together a list of the 10 best TV shows of the decade. Number one had the characters Leslie Knope, Ron Swanson, and Tom Haverford. Which show was that?
I have no idea. It's one of those shows that I don't watch.
Yep.
Okay, so
obviously.
All right, so here we go.
Oh, my God.
All right.
She was very quick. You were very slow today.
Well, did she get it right?
Probably not.
Okay. So three shows pop in my head. Okay. The Office, Parks and Rec, and Arrested Development. Based upon what you said, you didn't say Dwight, what's his name? I didn't watch any of those shows, by the way. So I'm going to eliminate The Office. That leaves Parks and Rec and Arrested Development.
Oh, my gosh. Make a decision.
Which is, I'm just trying to walk you through my thought process here.
But I don't care.
So which one of these two is more critically acclaimed? And I would say equal. So I'm going to go with Parks and Rec, Sarah.
Okay, that is correct. Moving
it
on.
Is? Oh, my gosh, yes. See, when I put it through, I do everything through my head. Most of the time it works out.
Tell us more about that.
I'm genius is what I am.
Okay, so finally, Sia went to Walmart and TJ Maxx in Palm Springs over Thanksgiving and paid for people's stuff. Is she Australian, Irish, or British?
Sia.
Are you going to say that filter thing again?
No, I'm going to say Australian. I feel
down.
Pretty good that she's Australian. Is that right?
That is correct. Four out of five, y'all tied.
Booker, I cannot let this go while you're out of the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah asked that question the last time about Sia, and she's like, you know, it's funny. It's odd because she's not even American. I'm like, what? Well, non-Americans don't do nice things.
She was probably talking about doing Thanksgiving or whatever.
Yeah, I was just saying Thanksgiving is an American holiday and how nice she's not even American, and she got into the Thanksgiving giving spirit.
Yeah. The cash that she makes is all American.
That is true.
So she's definitely in the holiday spirit. Mm. Yeah. All right. Well, Melissa, it works out great for both of us because although you didn't beat me, you still have to say it and you get the win, or you get the prize, which is those zip passes, VIP zip passes to the Trail of Lights Heroes Night, which is perfect for you and your husband there in Fort Hood. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your service being a military wife.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Right.
And I'm Melissa from Fort Hood, and I can't beat Booker.
Yeah!
Good try,
Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
This is cool. I read that the Houston Texans have one of the biggest jumbotrons in the NFL. Even crazier, they bought it on Black Friday for $100.
We don't understand it either, how you can have a seemingly good date and then the other person just vanishes. Ghosting sucks, and we want to put an end to it. So we've created Waiting by the Phone. Alex, Sarah, say hi to Kara.
Hey,
hi.
Kara got ghosted. Just tell us your story.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so last week I went to go get food and drinks with this guy named James. I really enjoyed it. And so we've been texting here and there for the past week, but he's been super short. Like, everything was fine. We got along. I didn't see anything wrong with the date. And he just doesn't seem interested anymore, and I don't understand what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you didn't get any sign of anything weird happening during the date?
Well, I had a great time. I feel like when we left, you know, we hugged, and, you know, I told him, like, hey, I'll text you. Like, I hope to see you again, and it was fine. He didn't say anything, so I thought everything was great.
Yeah, it's got to be frustrating, Kara. Well, let's give James a call right now and just find out. Hang on.
Hello?
Hey, James, it's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. You're on the radio. We're doing the morning show at Mix 94.7. Got Kara on the phone. Sorry to bum rush you, but we wanted to talk to you because Kara contacted us for our segment called Waiting by the Phone. And we thought we would be able to help her out and find out what happened to you because she said she really enjoyed her date with you. And then ever since the date, she hasn't been able to track you down. Mm-hmm. And you've kind of been non-responsive.
Yeah. Yeah, we did go on a date.
Right.
It was all right. I wasn't really, I guess the issue with me is she brought her dog, and I had made these plans to go to a concert and everything afterwards. I was super excited about it, actually. And then she shows up with her dog, and that just kind of derailed the whole process that I had planned afterwards. So it kind of bummed me out.
Well, if she knew you were going to a concert, why did she bring a dog?
Yeah.
I mean, I was trying to surprise her with the concert. So
she didn't know.
You were trying to surprise her on a first date with a concert?
Well, beside the point, I see what he's saying. For you to show up to a date with your dog, I don't know.
This is Austin, Texas, though. Dogs are accepted everywhere.
Right. No, I know, but you need to run that by the person.
James, you never told me we were doing more than drinks. So I was just supposed to know this?
I mean, no, that's the idea of a surprise. I was trying to surprise you.
That's a good point. Yeah.
This is literally the first date. If this was the first date, like, you thought we were going to do all
know.
Of this?
I had an idea. I had an opportunity for some tickets, and I took them, and I thought it would be a cool surprise. You didn't mention that you were going to bring your dog either.
Good point.
What's wrong with my dog?
There's nothing wrong with your dog. I just, you know, what if I was allergic to dogs or, like, hated dogs?
Very good point.
People on the world. Like, you know, I mean, like, I'm fine with dogs, but I wouldn't have made these plans if I knew you were going to bring a dog.
Sounds like there's a lot of miscommunication, a lot of assumptions here.
Why did you bring the dog anyway?
I literally take my dog everywhere. Like, you can ask any of my friends. Like, she's all over my Instagram. I bring her everywhere with me. Like, she's so important to me, and it was far. Like, I couldn't leave her, like, home alone for so long.
I don't know. I'm still stuck on the fact that he bought concert tickets as a surprise.
He didn't buy
them.
He didn't buy them. He fell into
them.
And
then he just thought it would be a nice surprise.
Nice surprise. I don't see anything wrong with that.
That's a lot of pressure.
It's another case of when a guy goes a little bit extra effort, and then it backfires.
You get mad when we don't plan out the date. Yeah. You get mad when we do plan out the date.
Even a first date.
Yeah, I wanted it to be an exciting first date.
See? Look at that guy.
I just feel like you could have told me that.
Yeah, well, girls need to know for shoes.
Oh, that's a good point,
we need to know for our attire. Mm-hmm. We need to know for our hair. Yeah.
Well, he should have known that she was bringing the dog.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. I said they both miscommunicated.
Yeah, this is a mess.
It is. Oh, man.
I mean, like, okay, miscommunication aside.
Kara, the dog thing, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of disrespectful. And maybe you should run it past him and be like, hey, I'm going to bring the dog. Cool.
Yeah,
all right.
Run it by me.
Hey, Sarah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, if this was Brad Booker in James's place, like, how he would have been when the dog walked into the bar wherever you're all at?
Pissed.
He would have been so furious.
So pissed.
Like, he would have left the date. He would have walked out. He would have pretended he didn't know who she was and just left. And, like,
that's not true.
Beeline to the bathroom and bailed.
Is this with concert tickets or without concert tickets?
Either or.
Yeah.
All right. Well, obviously, there's a lot of miscommunication here. So where are we now? Are we down for a second date?
Yeah, a do-over.
A do-over, just kind of wipe the slate clean and start from ground zero?
I mean, I'm not opposed to that, but I don't know. I kind of like
we had... dog are a package deal. We're a package deal. She comes with me, so, I mean, I don't know. I will just have to work something out next time.
I don't know what that means.
I guess. I mean, I think these guys are right. We both kind of had a miscommunication error. So, I mean, I don't know if we just...
But you can't even communicate and get on the same path of setting up a second date.
Right. Hey, you know what? Maybe
not. Really?
It does not sound like it's going to go well.
No. And when he says, oh, I suppose, I mean, really? If I was like, girl, I'd be so mad and say, no, thank you. If you have to think about it and you suppose to go on a date.
Hey, James, did you end up going to the concert?
I did not go. I was just kind of disappointed, and I just didn't really want to do anything. So.
Yeah. Obviously, this is not really a match. Kara, good luck to you. Hey, you know what? I guess if there's a recommendation, she should have run it by him that she was going to bring the dog,
absolutely,
right?
If you're bringing a child.
Oh,
if
gosh.
You're bringing
an
animal. You should just say,
sorry,
like,
I couldn't get a sitter.
Yeah, this is my 12-year-old boy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.